Possession is 9/10 of a law. That's how the old saying goes. But is it true? More importantly, is it fair? For example, if a photograph of your son's first haircut falls out of your bag and someone picks it up, oh, say an hour later, is it still yours, or has it become theirs? Charles Monroe Cain looks into it.
Cameras are usually clicked for a reason. Sometimes it's for professional or artistic intent. But generally, photographs are taken by family and friends to mark events, important events in people's lives, to capture a moment. When you enter the Northside Chicago flat of Brian Dunn and his wife Donna, you see a lot of framed photos. Brothers playing street hockey, wedding portraits, Florida vacations. But these aren't pictures Brian or his wife took. They don't even buy them. These are found photos. Pictures Brian's picked up on the street, in the L, on the floor of a phone booth. All the places where people lose things. Here's Brian telling me about one of his favorites, a snapshot he found under a seat on Chicago's Red Line about a year ago.
This is a little girl who has on a brand spanking new little outfit. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I know that, she's riding her little tyke bike, and it's a picture from above, and she's looking up at the camera. She can't be more than two.
Right.
It says, "Thank you, Aunt D. I love my new clothes, Allie." And it's, you know, obviously supposed to be coming from her, and her mom wrote it.
Brian has hundreds of these lost and found photos. After looking at all the framed ones on the walls, he pulls out a huge bag of snapshots, and we start randomly going through them.
Oh, there's a cool one. Look at him. It's a teenage couple kissing. Oh my God, look at that one.
That's the same person. I don't even remember where I found
him. Tell us about him.
A young kid, probably 15 or 16, showing off his abs, kneeling down, showing off his abs, and then there's another picture with him and his girlfriend, and she's sitting on his lap, and they're having a little kiss.
And then, of course, randomly next is a camel. And there's like a suburb in the background.
Yeah, it does look
it's
like
an American
a
suburb.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's an action bowling shot. That's a great shot.
Yeah, I wish I knew where that
was. That's a good picture.
See, Brian doesn't claim to be an artist or have some grand poetic statement about all this. He just finds photographs. When pushed for a title, he calls himself a ground gazer. I asked him how this all got started, this relationship between himself and other people's photos.
The first picture I found, which is that one in the corner there, it's just a man who's standing against a wall with red and white horizontally striped bikini briefs on, a very stylish mustache, and a cigarette in the right hand. And just leaning against the wall, looks like he's very content with his body.
When did you find it?
Jeez, 93, 94. And I was walking to the train, and I was just sitting on the street. I just thought it would be funny to show people at work. So I kept it. For the next couple weeks, I just kept finding pictures, and it was just really odd. And then it just turned into a collection, which has now turned into, I don't know, it's gone into places I never thought it was going to go.
Brian and I have been friends for years, and I never get tired of hearing his stories. But you have to wonder, does he have the right to do this? I mean, when you see a photograph of a child and read on the back, "To Mama" in crayon, you realize these are other people's personal mementos. Should someone's memory lost be your gain?
See, this is an interesting one. This is a little girl, probably 1.5 or 2.
Mm-hmm.
I actually saw her mom drop this picture out of her purse. She was on a payphone. And I waited for the woman to leave, and then I took the picture.
Wow. Okay, there's that picture. You saw the woman at the payphone.
Yes, so did I.
She drops. I mean, did you steal it? I mean, seriously.
I could have told her.
But you didn't.
But I didn't. Now it's mine. It's going into my collection. I hope that that wasn't the only picture of her daughter she had.
Remember the phrase when we were kids? I mean, finders keepers, losers weepers.
Yeah, I hope nobody's weeping.
Is that what it's about?
Some of them I've literally found. And then those are very definitely found pictures that I have just come upon. And others, you know, they're a strategic find, if you will.
Looking through these pictures is a very intimate experience. You feel like a voyeur, and it doesn't necessarily feel good. It makes you wonder if it's all too intimate.
They are, you know, glimpses into these people's lives. You know, there are some cultures where they won't allow you to take their picture because it'll take their soul. I think I've taken something from these people, but I don't want to take it like stealing. I've just kind of acquired it and kind of looks into their lives.
How far should you go into someone's life uninvited? Gazing at some of these photos, I feel like maybe I'm seeing something I wasn't meant to. Like this one.
It's a little girl, and she's very severely handicapped. She looks like she can not do many things on her own. She probably couldn't even feed herself. It's attached to a piece of paper, and it's four directions on how to take this girl in and out of her wheelchair. Quick and concise directions: place hips all the way back, secure the waist strap, snap and secure shoulder straps in place, the tray on and secure. There's an asterisk, and is there any questions, contact the OT department, which is probably occupational therapist.
Every one of these pictures has a story. And you know, now their story has become part of Brian's story. Like a girl's senior high school photo I pick up from his coffee table.
You know what? This was found the day of the 9/11 attack. I just remember that because I remember finding this picture that day.
Somebody stay cute for a person that cares a lot for you. Wish you the best.
So don't forget me. And then it's got some Spanish down there.
I've been with Brian when he's found photos, and I have to admit, it's exhilarating. But the strangest thing that happens when I look through his pictures is that they bring back memories. I mean, for me, a guy who doesn't even know any of these people, that wasn't my niece's first year birthday party or my dad's fishing trip, but it feels a little like I was there.
I was going to maybe slide one or two of my own personal pictures into one of these found picture collages and just kind of display that whole element of what's real and what's not and who's my family. And, you know, these people are kind of like my family too, I guess.
The intent of a photograph is to capture a unique moment, but I'm surprised how universal Brian's found pictures are. They're so familiar, they almost become yours. I'm Charles Monroe Kane.
To see some of Brian Dunn's found photographs, log on to our website at www.ttbook.org.